Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
You know, we've been talking about endometriosis here on Lunchtime Live over the past number of weeks because it's Endometriosis Awareness Month and their annual conference is taking place this Saturday, this weekend in Dublin. But we want to just chat today more specifically around some of the things you can do to try and maybe, you know, ease the pain during a particular flare-up, because I know that's a real issue for a lot of our listeners who've been getting in touch with us over the past couple of weeks, who've been sending in emails about their own stories and situations. That email address is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. I'm joined today by Dr. Larissa Korda, who's an obstetrician and gynaecologist and the CEO of the Endometriosis Association of Ireland, Serena Massey. You're both very welcome. Thanks a million for joining us today. This is something that you're dealing with, Larissa, I suppose, first of all, in your own professional work life.
Yeah, absolutely. I see a lot of women, sadly, who have endometriosis. I'm sure you've spoken about this on your show, about it being an incredibly common condition. In fact, as common as type 2 diabetes. But yet, not many people have a general level of awareness over it. And that includes the medical profession. So I do see a lot of that, primarily in terms of women who may struggle then to become pregnant, which is where I help, but also with the holistic side.
And I should say, sorry, Larissa, first of all, you're working out of the UK, so you're dealing with patients there.
Yes, I'm based in London, in the UK.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, that's something that we've really noticed here in recent years, talking about endometriosis and talking to people who are dealing with it, how different the services are. You know, that you can get, there's other services, new services, additional treatments available to people in the UK compared to here.
Yeah, I think that look, there's a general issue when it comes to women's health globally, where there seems to be, first of all, nowhere near enough research going into this particular sector. But also, in addition to that, the fact that so many of these conditions like endometriosis just don't have anywhere near enough education about them. And therefore, they're not considered important conditions that can have long term consequences and repercussions and can affect women, you know, from a much younger age all the way through into the menopause as well. So it can affect a woman throughout her, you know, a huge part of her life, and not just her, but also her family, the relationships that she has with other people, and, you know, her social life, her ability to receive education in school, her ability to do her job. This has wide-spanning consequences and requires a very multidisciplinary level of approach because of the fact that it's a complex condition that affects lots of different systems in the body. And at the moment, if we recognize it at all, we mainly tend to recognize it as a kind of reproductive condition, i.e. limited to the pelvis.
Serena, I think one of the things that you hear people chat about a lot, you know, maybe in the interim while they're waiting to see somebody like at the Tala Hub, for instance, that specialize there in endometriosis, or maybe they're waiting on a gynae appointment or to be seen by a gynecologist. Like, a lot of people are just looking for the day-to-day hacks, how to manage it, how to deal with it, aren't they?
Yeah, and I'm one of those people actually waiting on an appointment for my daughter. So I'm going to kind of talk about the perspective of an 18-year-old who's about to sit her leaving cert, is up probably three nights a week with severe pain, is not going out with her friends because she's nervous she's going to have a flare-up, so she won't go far away from home. She's missing school. And I'm trying to get her into school. I'm trying to get her into the study mindset. She's chronic fatigue. Larissa's staying with us at the moment, actually, and got a good chat with her this morning. But what we're doing to manage the daily pain is revisiting the doctor. So we've changed her pill yesterday to increase or change the progesterone in the dose. We've updated the referral letter because we're on that list in Tala and we need to see that gynae. I think Dr. Aoife O'Neill is the specialist we're going to see. We've bought a TENS machine, and actually when she's crippled in the middle of the night or during the day.
What is that? Sorry.
So it sends electrodes to the brain to distract you from the pain, and it's a little kind of strap you attach to your tummy or down below a little bit lower to give you a bit of, you know, a bit of a distraction, a bit of ease for the pain, because things like Ponstan or Nurofen Plus are not kicking it for her. You know,
and
it's
nobody
just constant.
Wants to be on, you know, even medication or over the counter medication on a long term basis. What other sort of hacks, Larissa, if you want to call it that, would you recommend for people that are, you know, like Serena, you know, trying to manage that for her daughter at home?
Yeah. So I just want to take it back to the origin and the cause behind some of this pain and why that happens and what's going on for these women, because, again, it's so poorly understood. So what happens in a woman who has endometriosis is that she has elevated levels of chronic inflammation that are going on within the body. And this is leading to remodeling of her whole central nervous system, including her brain. So when we compare the scans of women who have endometriosis and those who don't, their brains actually look really quite different. And that's because the nerve signaling and the wiring that's occurring there is basically taking shape in a very dysregulated way. So it is affecting structures in the brain like the hippocampus, which processes emotions and memories, like the cerebral cortex and the brainstem as well, which is responsible for the pain signaling. So these women's brains, as a result of that, become much more sensitized to pain, but also they have a much more intense experience of that pain and a much more intense memory of that pain,
okay,
which is emotionally connected. So when we talk about treating the pain, we have to talk about the entire central nervous system and the brain and what's going on there.
And just on the medication or the maybe more holistic approach that people can take, what would you sort of recommend in your experience?
Well, so one of the interesting things that I practice with my patients in taking this very multidimensional holistic approach in what I call the conception plan, and that's looking at conditions like endometriosis through this multidimensional lens, is actually the intense connection that endometriosis has with trauma. So a lot of people don't talk about this, but actually earlier childhood trauma and early adult trauma in whatever shape or form that takes place, if a girl happens to experience that, she has an 80% increased chance of developing endometriosis later in life. That's huge.
Right.
And again, it's just not being discussed. So there is a very, very strong link and connection with that. And when we're looking at treating someone's pain and what's going on for them in terms of all the other symptoms of endometriosis, of which pain is, you know, a prevailing symptom, we have to look at the whole narrative and the experiences that have shaped that girl's or woman's life. And we have to take it all the way back to the beginning, from early childhood to actually what was going on for her mother when she was pregnant.
Okay.
Because a lot of these experiences, especially when it comes to trauma and the brain remodeling that takes place, can also take place in the womb. So when you know, this girl hasn't even been born. So we have to look at the entirety of those experiences and then bring in this multidimensional approach of potentially going to see a counsellor, doing some body work and healing to help her express what might be there.
Another listener here wondering just about, like, say, for instance, reflexology.
Yes.
Like, is that good at treating symptoms of endometriosis?
It can be super helpful, because sometimes even when people go and see a counsellor, they may really struggle to articulate what's going on for them. Because remember, a lot of these painful, mentally painful and emotionally painful experiences are logged somewhere in the subconscious. So in order to be able to deal with them, we have to do body work like reflexology, like acupuncture, like breath work, meditation, osteopathy. All of these things can be really helpful. And another reason why women can also have pain is that actually a lot of adhesions can form in the pelvis, where their organs can get stuck to one another. And sometimes that can also be healed through massage and osteopathy.
Yeah, which actually, just on another texter here too, wondering about going to a physiotherapist that specializes in pelvic pain and pelvic issues. That's, you'd recommend that, would you?
Yes, absolutely. All of these alternative practitioners can have a really big role when it comes to a condition like endometriosis, because it is so multisystemic. And as we've just heard a little bit through just explaining the pain alone, it's very complex. It isn't just a case of, you know, the pain being limited to periods. This pain can occur every single day, multiple times a day, not necessarily related just to having menstruation or a period. So it's very, very important to address all those aspects of the pain.
These aspects and many other things, I suppose, and topics are going to be discussed. The annual conference is happening this Saturday, Serena.
That's it, in the Maldron Hotel from 10 to 3. So tickets are still available on Eventbrite, or go to our website, www.endometriosis.ie. Just to mention that there are services like what Larissa has just gone through available in the specialist hubs, Tala being one of them, and pelvic physio has come out as a really positive treatment.
Yeah.
Lots of positive responses.
Yeah. from people who are dealing with
yes,
it. Yeah,
at the moment.
And yeah. You're over, I suppose, Larissa, really in advance of the conference too that's happening.
Yes, I am. I can't wait to take part in that and run a workshop there. But just on the point that Serena was mentioning, so the conception plan, which I created to help women who want to get pregnant, but also those dealing with systemic conditions like endometriosis, there is a book I've written that gives tips to people that can really help explain this in more detail. And also I've literally just this week launched the Conception Plan program online,
fantastic.
Which is a coaching program that's got all the healers we've spoken about
yes.
that mm-hmm. might help.
That's just all right. No, I just want to mention your book when you have it here in studio. Yeah. It's Dr. Larissa Korda, The Conception Plan. The science-backed guide to fertility and becoming a parent. So for people of interest, that'll
yes,
be up their street.
Absolutely. There's lots in there about endometriosis.
And the other point too, I just want to mention, I was there at the conference, Serena, last year, and I'll be back there again myself on Saturday morning for one of the panels. One of the things that I actually found very interesting about it, you know, like as we talk, well, now we're talking more. I'm not going to say so much. We talk more about endometriosis. But it's a worthwhile afternoon for mums, sisters, brothers, dads, family members who, do you know what? Let's be honest, probably knew nothing. Probably have never heard about endometriosis maybe till about a year or two ago.
Yeah.
Know nothing about it. Have absolutely no comprehension of how this might affect partners.
Yeah.
Even just as an informative session, probably worth people's while. If you don't have it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And We were coming up with a concept of Mendo because we were thinking about how do we bring the men into the conversation and other. But it, like myself, my daughter is constantly struggling and it actually affects our relationship, you know, and it does drain you.
Of course it does, yeah.
So yes, absolutely. It's Mother's Day the next day. Bring your mum, bring your sisters, bring your family. Yeah.
If you want tickets, the Endometriosis Association of Ireland, you can get them there, or Eventbrite, CEO of the Endo Association, Serena Massey, also Dr. Larissa Korda, obstetrician, gynecologist in the UK. Thanks a million, Larissa, for joining us here
on
Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.